all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Boss Man Show, joined by my man Bone. We're back after a hiatus for the non-holiday that we don't celebrate. We took a break anyway. What's good, Bone?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm just chilling, trying to stay cool.
I hear that, brother. I hear that. Brother, we got 2 weeks of stuff to build up in Florida, man. We're going to jump right into it. All right?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, folks, been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. First story, Bone, is this: Florida man arrested for going inside a church with a steel chair and taking out 12 patrons having church during a pandemic.
Over off the bat, off that was a steel chair. So you know it's gonna be a good week. You know, like I said, first old churches and stone thunders and chairs, they go hand in hand.
You got that right. And Bone, get this. The man still on the loose because the man came in the church with a bee suit on. So he's still on the loose. So, yes. Awesome. Got this going on. Florida man governor, idiot Ron DeSantis, says, quote, "The virus has been stabilized." What the hell is he looking at?
It's ridiculous, man. So I'm putting on there that because they aren't singing up anymore. That virus is good anymore. It's not, man. It's straight up mad. It's like going to the point where it's so sad. It's not even funny anymore.
Yeah, because I recall on Saturday in Florida, over 13,000 new cases.
Yeah.
Weapon stabilized?
Insane, man. It's like they're almost in denial.
Well, remember, who was his mister?
Exactly. It's like that meme.
He's a stooge.
Yeah, they're all stooges. They're all stooges for that man. It's kind of that meme where the dog and the room and it's on fire. He's like, everything's fine.
Man, it's crazy. Florida man bellows, I feel threatened, and menaces a shopper who asks him to wear a mask in Costco in Fort Myers, Florida.
Of course. That story to be either Georgia, Florida, or Texas, because in their mind, that's their America somehow. You can't discriminate against people who don't want their masks. That's not America. It's so ridiculous, people down there. What's going on? I generalize. I got stepdad down there in Florida. I hate generalizing, but for the most part, they're something else, man. It's their own country.
Well, I know people who in Georgia went to Florida for the holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
I guess they think you're immune to it. I guess they think that it doesn't exist. The hope. That's the hope by the media. That's not America.
And in Georgia, on some radio stations, they're promoting stay home, stay safe, wear a mask, wear gloves, wear goggles. But in the next commercial, talking about a club party with Pastor Troy, Raheem the Dream, Moneybagg Yo, and Lil Scrappy. How does that even happen? Indoors in a club at a concert in the pandemic.
To them, it's like 1 + 1 equals red. Like they can't add things up down there. They can't.
Like having a pool party does not mean you're exempt because they're outside. In Atlanta this weekend, there was multiple pool parties in Atlanta this weekend, and they put a pool party inside of a club on the compound. Even worse.
Yeah, I know that the people, I know that your origin, but I sometimes just think, like, can't we just, like, do, like, an old Bugs Bunny cartoon, get a giant saw of Florida, and let it have it rip off as his own nation?
Maybe solve Georgia too. And I'll leave Georgia and move Georgia.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, Bone. I'm not understanding what pool parties aren't safe either. Like,
no,
I get it.
I guess they stick to chlorine, it's like a
shield. But nah, when you're still emitting, screaming, the droplets are still flying in the air, it's of people. I don't care what virus you have, the common cold, airborne, influenza, airborne. They airborne, people. Oh my goodness. Oh my God, here we go. Florida man knocks out pastor with a bat. Send him an email asking for tithes and offers during the pandemic when he lost his job, man. He went to the service on Sunday while they were filming church and popped him in the head with the metal bat to Easton.
Metal bat, Easton?
Yes.
Those things are solid, man. Those
things
are
like
those
gives.
Man, he was
serious, huh? Man, look. Pastors in Florida need to chill out right now. Man, goodness gracious. Florida man's DUI arrest, his sixth arrest, but this first one on a lawnmower naked.
Because a dude on lawnmower naked?
Yeah, he got DUI driving a lawnmower naked, or riding more naked.
Well, he's like riding around town, or he's on his own property?
Riding around town.
Oh, that's different. I'll tell you. You know what? I have friends that are out in the country, New Jersey, because there are some parts of the country, country where they own lots of land, and they do almost anything they want on their lawnmowers, around the property. But to do it down the street, you know what I'm saying? Down Broad Street, in front of everybody, that's a whole other story.
Man, what you said. I don't blame you, man. South Florida man turns heads by wearing a full hazmat suit to federal court to beat drug charges. And he won the case.
And he won the case?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Florida just was a high on the case. So he was going for drug charges and he wore a hazmat suit.
Mm-hmm. And beat the case.
and that works. Hey, yes. Julie,
I put it
in the file,
Marco.
Very good.
Getting
kind of trouble.
Get this. Florida man pulls pants down at Walmart after being told he has to wear a mask and says, bleep you.
He said what?
He pulled down his pants at Walmart because they told him to wear a mask and he said, bleep you.
I guess he figured that he didn't wear underwear and he didn't wear a mask. So I guess top and bottom was all out.
Unfortunately. Oh my goodness. Florida man, after seeing a big booty in Walmart, pours salt to get rid of his evil, cheating, wandering out spirit.
He tore what?
He saw a big booty, and he poured salt in the aisle to get rid of his wandering, cheating, evil spirit.
Listen, it's okay to repent, but that's going a little too far, man. I mean, you're only human. If you're seeing a round one walk past you, it's only human to take a peek, man. I don't know about that.
Man. 450-pound Florida man hides marijuana and stomach fat to evade deputies.
That's pretty ingenious. I mean, you know, usually, you know, they hide it, you know, other crevices. So to hide it in your rolls of your belly, that's pretty ingenious. And I'm surprised they got caught.
I am too. No. Man, still Florida doing what they do best. Barefoot Florida man arrested after attempting to flee Walmart in stolen shoes.
Ha! So he walked in barefoot, right? And then,
yes.
And then he walked out with shoes on.
Yes.
He probably thought that no one noticed, right?
He does what he thought,
Bone. Because people are going to notice that barefoot dude walking in the aisle, and all of a sudden that same fool trying to lay his shoes on. I think
you
already know that a little bit.
Man, what you said. Man, Florida woman in viral video charged battery after reportedly coughing on a cancer patient and said, quote, now you're going to die of COVID.
Like, COVID?
Yeah.
Over what?
She coughed on a cancer patient and said, they ain't going to die of COVID for no reason.
I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because the stupidity of and the cowardice of our people, like a people, you know, human beings. What is wrong with people, man? I gotta say, it's almost so sad and funny now. But the people are just crazy, man.
And she had to be one of those stooges for that guy.
Yes, exactly. Because it doesn't exist. So I got to check the theory out. Try it out.
Florida man arrested for shooting colored guns and mooning drivers on I-75 near Tampa.
That sounds like a normal old Tuesday guy in Tampa. My stepdad used to live in Tampa, so I know about little area that, you know, it'd be a little funky down there in the Tampa area, certain parts. But he's out there just shooting colored and moon jewel, huh?
Oh my goodness.
Our normal neighbor Earl down there. Oh my goodness.
Florida man booked for mooning dentist assistant, flashing genitals at her, and going to turn up equipment after she refused to top him off during the cleaning session.
That sounds like something that my man Antonio Brown would do. He's also from Florida. So maybe that's just,
yes,
maybe that's the Florida thing. And the Florida way, you know, say hello to one.
Exactly. Here we go. Florida man arrested after hitting pastor with a Little Caesar's pizza for not letting him hold $20 to pay his light bill doing service.
Well, his light bill is only $20, man?
Yeah.
So wait, he can afford to buy a pizza, but he can't afford to put his lights on?
Yeah, when he had the light bill paid, he came to church. I passed out with the box of pizza and pinned it for the 1, 2, 3 and left church.
I'll be offended by a pastor, first of all, so look at you, the bastard. I'm not sure if they're a sponsor of yours. I hope they're not a sponsor of yours. If they are, I apologize. But to me, I feel that he's just, I'll be offended by that alone.
But how does a headshot with a pizza get you down for a three count?
Because the pizza's that nasty, probably that crusty and hard. It probably would hurt him. But I'm telling you, man, I'm not saying that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, either. I'll never probably ever get thoughts for you ever. So I'm sorry. But I like y'all. The pizza's nasty. But anyway, if you have money to buy a large pie at Little Caesars, you have money for your life on, bro.
Yeah, if it's only $20, like, Jesus Christ. Man. Oh, my goodness. Oh, here we go. Florida woman arrested. The beaten down neighbor for not letting her top off her husband.
For not letting her top off her husband. But she really thought that just asking her neighbor if you so, you oblige and like and allow her to do this?
Yes.
And what a husband has to do with all of this, huh? He kind of
knew
all this,
so
what's this
brand? He had no comment per the St. Petersburg Times.
That's a smart man, had no comment there because either way, you're damn, man.
Yes. Woo-wee. Oh, my God. In Miami, Florida woman stripper arrested after brandishing rifle after dispute over tip money after her shift. And she's loving it.
In my former life, you know, I partake in those establishments a lot. So, you know, and some weren't in the best areas, some weren't in the best, best locales, and did have the best, let's say, talent. Some of them were just plumb dumb crazy. So I can see that popping off in the wrong way.
Man, Florida man fake doctor after giving, quote, free breast exams outside of Taco Bell.
Breast exam?
Yeah, he set up a mobile breast exam scam for Taco Bell.
First of all, I know the clientele at Taco Bell after about an hour. The clientele is pretty high. So they must have just thought, you know, I'm a corporate slooper and I'll sip an exam. I don't know.
Man, that's something right there. Uh-oh. Florida man charged with battery to push an elderly man off elevator to practice social distancing.
Oh, my goodness. He really tip our oldies?
Yes. Push him off the elevator, yes.
Oh, man. Well, and what ilk is this guy that is older?
Not us.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, because in our culture, we are conditioned from birth to respect our elders, man. That right there, that's something that I know that some people aren't going to do. So, but man, come on, man, you got to have more confidence than that. You have some compassion and common sense, for real.
Man. Florida woman dancer arrested about 911 multiple times for quote unquote unwanted touches.
Ha! But she wanted money, not protection, huh? I got patient, man. Part, you know what you're getting into, man.
Wow, this is weird. This is like out of Triple H. Florida man arrested after hitting pastor with a sledgehammer, telling him to give up the drinks.
The drinks? What kind? The holy water?
I guess he meant beer, but he came hit that man with a sledgehammer in the middle of service on Sunday.
Yeah, there's something had to be more beyond that. Maybe pastor was getting in front of the wife or something. I don't know, because that just seems a little odd. Because coming in with a sledgehammer, first of all, that's what's meditated. Because who walks around with a sledgehammer just because? He walks in there with an intent to use that sucker, man.
Man, look, if you're a Florida pastor, you gotta be prepared to be get into a hardcore match at any time.
Yeah, for real. At the very least, you gotta have like a crowbar on you, or the crack hand lid, or like a spiky bat or something on you, at all times.
Yeah, Florida pastors aren't very safe, Bone. They get attacked every week.
It seems like it hit on pastors, man. Harder.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a pastor in Florida right about now.
that's a dangerous job, man. Because I think right now, I think it's just ahead of police officers and firefighters, man. I think, like, you're now a target. If you're a Florida pastor, man, you better come to tone your thumb and strap something, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We got one, Bone. I found it. Oh, I knew I had one. Florida man arrested after Stone Cold Stunning pastor for trying to get hit on his wife during a counseling session.
Yeah, see, first of all, you're the pastor. You're coming here trying to stay in the marriage, not break it up. So what is your MO? Are you really just there as a quote-unquote counselor to get digits? I think that's so. If you are, that's a wrong way to do so, man. If you're going to do it, be low-key, man.
Man, so look, another pastor. That's five pastors attacked today already. That's a record. That's a record, isn't it? That's a record, right?
That must be up there on the top, man. It must be there.
It's
here, there.
Man, last three stories of the day. Unable to wait till the 4th of July, Florida man blows off hand off of fireworks a day early and in front of his yard. Yeah, lost the whole hand bone with fireworks.
And I was on the Giants beat when JPP went his thing. So it's kind of, to me, it's home on that one, man. See JPP's hand like that every day in practice. To me, that hits home. These fools, man, don't understand. Of course, it makes sense. Don't the kids lay it up, but let's see the drunken adults who is careless with themselves to handle fireworks. That makes so much sense. I mean, it's better than kids handling it. But come on, man. You gotta be smarter than that.
Exactly. I have a bonus story after the last two here that's gonna blow your mind. Literally blow your mind. Naked shotgun wood in Florida, man, trades gunfire with Jacksonville police because, quote, he couldn't get in the Waffle House.
Well, you named two key components of this one. First of all, Jacksonville. He's probably bored.
Yes.
Waffle House. You know what? I'm a fan of Waffle House. So if you couldn't get in there and get the waffles, you know, and the hash brown, I mean, I get it. I kind of get it. Like I said, again, it's Jacksonville. Jacksonville is just a foreign place. It's nothing to do, probably, but you got it.
It is a boring place. It's just a big, small. It's a very big, nothing small town. It's a big city in Florida. Nothing to do there, though.
Yeah,
just a big piece of land.
I've been there a few times. I'm sorry, Jacksonville. I know y'all come down there are some nice people, but it's a boring town.
Nothing to do. Florida man lawyer, known just as the Grim Reaper, brings his messages to beaches up and down the Atlantic coast of Florida, saying, "Being here on the beach will kill you. You will join me in the dark side. But my man, you're on the beach too, just as the Grim Reaper in all black. You're going to join them first, probably."
Yeah, you're definitely going to join them first. That touch is coming soon. He's going to touch you first, brother.
Oh, my God.
He's coming first, brother. Jeez.
Oh, my God, Bone. This story is going to make your stomach turn. It's the Bone story. That's one of the day. Florida man arrested after blowing fireworks up girlfriend's rectum because her butthole was on fire from Crystal and Popeye's chicken.
What? So he got the booty burn because of the spices, but he thought the best way to help her was to blow her butt off?
Yes!
That can't be true. That's got to be some kind of, like, storyline, like, even King.
Well, it happened.
Come on, man, that's not true.
It happened in Palm Bay, Florida. An hour from Orlando, east of Orlando, on the coast.
Come on, man. That is no sense. Like, fireworks are burning too, and they're hot too. So how you gonna put out a burning booty hole by adding more fire up there? Come on, man. And the fact that you let him, she's a freak, Crystal. She's a freak, first of all. Second of all, she's a dumb. She's a dumb freak. She's a dumb freak.
Oh my God, I saw that story last minute in Brevard County, Palm Bay. She's fired off cannons due to Crystal. First of all, you shouldn't be having that back-to-back either. Crystal's bad enough. You throw her pop on top of Crystal, yeah, she's going to be exploding out the rear. But my man,
yeah,
firing a dynamite up her rectum, they gonna make it better.
Yeah, that makes some sense. And you think that he was high and she was a dumb freak. And that's the only way I can figure out why that happened in the first place.
Yeah, I'm confused now about why they even went down.
Yeah, and did he offer her this as a solution? And he's like, okay, try that. Like, look, how does that work?
According to a report, he said he figured that was his last resort. Cause he said, quote, her cannons were bringing me down. Her cannons?
So, yeah, cannons. Oh, jeez. But still, man, put it in the bathtub then. You know, send some cold water. That makes more sense. Blow off your booty hole, man.
He's been to hell with our bail bone. Of course he is.
They told her to do that.
Oh, God. This is a great bonus story. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Man. So, we've come to the end of this 2 weeks of Florida material. Bone, what is your take on the past 2 weeks in Florida?
It was a great book. It started off with, you know, with wheelchair shopping for pastor and ended up with some girl getting her booty exploded on like a Jackie Duck cartoon. I don't know. I guess that right there is a perfect bookend to Florida and News Week. That really is.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy about Bone? Let's just put this in perspective. Florida is having so many COVID cases right now, and people are still pulling shenanigans off every day.
Yeah. That's it. You get a giant saw from the cartoon and just saw off that and then go off the sea.
Let it float into the ocean and do whatever it does.
Yes. Just let it do what it do. Let it float.
Hey, yeah, because it is the new home of somebody real soon for not in jail after their, you know, after January 21st of next year, not indicted immediately. Just saying. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, Bone, great job as always. And I can't get this out of my head. But this has been the Florida Man Boss Report on the Boss Man Show. We are out.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech, and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.